This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Miles Smith, Stargazing, the Q Morning Show, Q104. Good morning, Bill and Alyssa. We're still talking about the Super Bowl. It's day three. We're still talking about the Super Bowl.
I feel like not so bad about that, though, because I did see that the halftime show on Sunday was the most viewed of all time. It like just barely beat out Michael Jackson's performance in, I think, 93.
The entire Super Bowl was the most watched Super Bowl of all time.
Oh, the whole game was?
Yeah, the whole game.
Wow, okay.
Yeah. So, just so many things happened, and we're still talking about it a few days later. Tate McRae, who we play here on Q104, and is coming to Cleveland later this year, Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse, I believe, in August. She is being credited with predicting the final score of the game and predicting a Philadelphia win.
This is absolutely crazy because, like, she did. She predicted the exact score.
So this video is from September of 2023. So let's play it, and then we'll discuss.
Hey, this is football, right? I think it's going to be, wait, 70 and... No. Okay, we're going to... No, it's going to be 40 and 22.
Okay. Who's winning?
Obviously, Philly.
Okay. So that's circling around right now, and people are like, oh my gosh, how did Tate McRae know how to predict the winner of the Super Bowl?
That's just so crazy.
A year and a half ago.
To get it exactly spot on, that is wild.
So I've done some individual research here.
Okay.
Trying to get to the bottom of this. I don't know if this is going to ruin it for you or not, but... She was asked by somebody in Philly. She was in Philly being interviewed in September of 2023. It is now speculated that they were asking her about that game, the Eagles game in September of 2023.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Whoever they were playing at that time, and that was her prediction. The score would be 40-22, the Eagles win.
That would make a lot more sense. Otherwise, Tate McRae is just really not tapping into her psychic abilities.
Right. Tate McRae's a witch, otherwise.
Like, could you imagine, like, Tate McRae, former pop star, now celebrity psychic, who right. predicts the scores of all the biggest games. Maybe she'll be able to tell us if the Cavs will make it to the finals this year.
Well, I think just coincidence there, based on... the context of when she was asked that question.
I would think so.
But it's still fun.
It's still fun, though.
Sure. Okay, so we are the Q Morning Show. This morning, good vibes. Am I the bleep hole a little bit later on this morning? We have more movie passes to see Captain America, Brave New World. It opens up on Friday. We're going to play Alyssa's College of Knowledge, 7:55. And then again at 8:55 this morning, right here on the Q Morning Show.
Don't move. Q104.
From the 1-800-HURT-NOW Traffic Center.
It's Q104, the Q Morning Show. Just your yearly reminder, don't order the heart-shaped pizza on Valentine's Day.
Wait, why?
It's less pizza.
I never thought about that.
Get the big pizza. Get the regular pizza.
Yeah, and just imagine that it's in the shape of a heart. Like, I love a good theme, but get your money's worth for that pizza.
Yeah, absolutely. Less pizza.
Huh.
When did you discover Papa John's?
Oh, man. I don't know. I've been on the Papa train for a while, though. I love racking up the Papa points.
Papa John's is not my favorite pizza, but I did discover it in college.
Okay.
Because we didn't
That's probably about when I discovered it, too. Maybe a little bit after college.
We didn't have one where I grew up.
Oh,
but then when
okay.
I went to Kent, I realized that everybody had Papa John's delivered to the dorm. So that's when I discovered it and discovered the garlic sauce.
Oh.
The dipping sauce.
Hot take. I don't like it.
Then you will not like this. They're now offering, Papa John's is now offering their garlic sauce as a limited edition bath bomb.
I hate that.
So I guess you would just throw that in the tub.
Yeah, I want nothing to do with that.
And you would smell like that buttery garlic sauce.
Ugh. Why? Why would anybody want that? Why is that the goal? Why are we going for that?
I think that's what the pizza companies do at this time of year. They try to
get shock and awe.
They get involved in this Valentine's Day holiday in a big way. They got the heart-shaped pizza. Papa John's has the garlic bath bombs. I think I read yesterday where Domino's, they are offering a perfume that is supposed to smell like their pizza.
Really?
I think I saw that.
Okay, maybe they need to, maybe they could try a little less hard. Maybe just like, just take it easy. Just chill. Just be like, hey, I don't know, get a larger pizza for a discounted price.
What else are they going to do? They've got to hook you somehow.
Oh, with a lower price. Maybe with that would be helpful.
That's the way to do it, right?
I don't need a bath bomb that smells like garlic.
Good vibes on the way at 6:55 this morning. If you want to share your good vibe with us now, you should. Tell us what has you in a good mood this morning. 216-474-0104, the Q Morning Show.
It's Bill and Alyssa, the Q Morning Show.
I always focus them every morning when I first wake up. They tell me what's going on here.
Q104. Big or small, we want it all. It's good vibes at 6:55 on Q104.
Let's travel to Mayfield Heights this morning. We're going to talk to Megan and get a good vibe. Megan, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. Please share with us.
Well, okay. My boyfriend and I moved into a house a few months ago. And, you know, we're first-time homeowners.
Sounds like it's getting pretty serious.
Yeah. Yeah, and there's a lot to do. Like, I mean, it's not a fixer-upper, but, like, it's just moving from an apartment to a house, you have, like, trees and lawns and, you know.
Oh, I totally know all about that.
Our sweet neighbor, Dan, he had, like, a tree hanging over our backyard that's dead. And we're like, oh, my gosh, how are we going to afford that? Because we kind of need to cut it down. And he was getting some tree service, and he offered to cut it down for us.
Oh, my gosh.
No, and then he came over with his chainsaw, and he, like, cut it up for firewood because he knows I like to grill outside. And it was just so sweet and touching, and I was so grateful. And he even enlisted, like, another neighbor's help. They're retired, and it felt, like, very fatherly and very sweet and neighborly.
Oh, my gosh. I love that.
So he asked you in advance if you wanted to cut down, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he's like, what do you think about, you know, cutting that down? I was like, oh, that we wanted to do that anyways. Like, thank you.
Megan, it sounds like you moved into the perfect neighborhood.
Yeah.
You got the best neighbors, and now you're all set for spring. You're going to be able to grill out this spring.
Got plenty of firewood.
Right?
Oh, yeah. I have stacks and stacks. Like, it's amazing.
And no dead trees hanging over your yard. You're all set for spring.
Yep. Yep.
Thank you for sharing that good vibe.
Thank you.
Good neighbors, good vibes. Thanks for sharing. You can do right here on the Q Morning Show. 216-474-0104. It's Q104, the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa with you. So is my son being purposely disrespectful to me over text? I'm not sure. I'm going to read some of these texts. You tell me if you think he's being rude.
Okay.
Because I'm reading them like he's being rude, like he's being snarky.
Oh, like you're putting like a certain tone to the text messages?
Yeah. Don't you do that when you read texts? You
totally
have somebody's tone inside your head?
Yes, I do that too.
So with Will, he's 13, by the way. So this just started a few weeks ago. I texted him. He was upstairs in his room, and I was in the basement, and I was trying to get the Xbox hooked up for his younger brother. Or maybe it was for me. Maybe I wanted to play Xbox. I don't know. So I texted him, can you help with Xbox? And he's like, okay.
Oh, whoa.
So it's a okay. But it's not the only time that he's done it. Let's see. He did it again a few weeks ago.
Hold it just feels here. A little spicy.
It does. I don't like it. Okay, so this is a text exchange where it was after his basketball game. We wanted him to see if he wanted to ride home with us instead of riding home on the bus. And we're going back and forth. And then he's like, okay, I'll try. So again, and then okay, I'll try.
So he's taking the time to type out
Let's see. And then the last time that he did it, hold on, it's right here somewhere. Okay, so we were going back and forth about something, and then I got frustrated with him, and I'm like, I'm just going to call you in a minute. And he's like, okay.
Oh.
I don't think I like that.
Yeah, I don't know. That just, it feels a little sassy to me.
Now, am I imagining that tone, or is he actually...
Or is it actually there?
Yeah, am I actually hearing snark? Is he typing snark and I'm hearing snark? I say we ask him. He's on hold right now.
Oh, perfect.
Will, hello.
Hello.
Good morning.
Morning.
How are you today?
Good.
Hey, I have a question for you.
Yes.
Sometimes, Will, William, when I am texting you, you will respond. If I request you to do something or I ask you a specific question, you will text back, and then the answer.
Oh.
Like you'll text, okay. Or one time I texted you and I said, it was something about how I wanted you to ride home with me after the game. And you're like, okay, I'll try. Why are you texting, Are you doing that on purpose? Or what's going on there?
It's autocorrect. I'm trying to say okay, but I'm texting too fast.
Oh.
So it texts, okay. Because you know how I'm reading that, Will. I'm reading that where you're specifically typing in, kind of like, almost like disrespectful, like, okay.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
That's how I'm reading it.
Like a little bit of attitude.
Yeah, a little bit of attitude from you. Like
a little bit of sass.
Like the other day I asked you, I said, can you come and help with the Xbox? Because we had trouble getting the Xbox going for Drew. And he's like, okay. But that's not you having an attitude.
No.
You're blaming that on autocorrect.
Yeah.
Okay. Because you would never be disrespectful to your dad, right?
Yes, I would never.
You love your dad.
Yes, I love my dad.
He does so much for you. He bought you that phone that you're texting him on. You don't want that taken away.
The silence is loud right now.
All right. Just wanted to clear that up. Love you, buddy.
Love you, too.
I don't believe him.
You don't believe him?
No, I think he's lying.
Oh, my gosh.
That's how autocorrect works.
I agree with you. I don't know that I'm buying it either.
So if you type something and it autocorrects, then you fix it, right? You don't just... It doesn't make sense.
That's what I do. But I don't know what the 13-year-olds are up to these days.
Yeah. I don't think he's being truthful there.
Yeah, I don't know about that one.
Speaking of bleep holes...
Oh, my gosh, Bill.
Brittany and Shaker has come to us. Brittany hasn't done anything yet, but she's thinking about doing something that could make her a bleep hole.
Uh-oh.
We'll get into that coming up. The Q Morning Show.
Q104 returns shortly.
From the 1-800-HURT-NOW Traffic Center.
Q104, the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa, good morning. Am I the bleep hole? So from what I understand here, Alyssa... Brittany in Shaker Heights, at this moment, is not the bleep hole. The reason why, she hasn't done anything yet.
Oh, okay. So this is before the deed has been done.
Right. She could do something.
Okay, I see what you're saying.
And she could be the bleep hole, but at this moment...
She's not. Right. She's in the clear right now.
But she's going to tell us what she's struggling with. Brittany, good morning.
Good morning.
What's going on with you?
Well, so I broke up with my ex-boyfriend back in December. Okay, so of course it was a few weeks before the holidays. We had been living together, and then when we broke up, he moved out.
Oh, so this was a serious relationship then that you were in?
It was.
Okay, how long were you guys together?
So we were together for 4 years, and then we lived together for 3.
Oh, wow. Okay, so that's a good amount of time.
Yeah, it was pretty serious.
Okay.
Unfortunately, though, it was his decision to move out and end the relationship.
Mm.
So obviously, I wasn't happy about it, but honestly, I didn't put up a fight. There was a part of me that always sort of had the suspicion that he was talking to other girls, but I mean, I wasn't able to prove it.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever, it ended, and we've only spoken once since he moved out.
Okay, so you're putting this relationship behind you.
Yeah, moving on. Trying to.
And you already had, like, doubts at this point anyways.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. So the other day, I get an Amazon package delivered. Okay, so I didn't even look at the label. I just thought it was something for me. So I realized inside there were 2 necklaces. And I don't remember ordering any necklaces.
Mm-hmm.
So I look at the label, and it was my ex's name. Can you believe that idiot never changed his shipping address to his Amazon account?
Oh, so he's not... He didn't send the necklaces to you.
No, he forgot to change his address. Oh, my gosh.
I could see that happen.
I could totally see that happening.
My brother has sent pizza to my house before.
Yeah.
He flips back and forth sometimes, depending on what family event's going
on. Yeah, I mean, I've made that mistake.
Yeah. Okay.
So I guess... I'm just wondering, am I the bleep hole if I didn't tell him that I have these necklaces?
Oh, wait. I didn't know that's where you were going with this.
Because I could only imagine that they are Valentine's Day gifts for his new girlfriend.
Uh-huh.
And that if that's the case, I have no desire to contact him at all. You know, I mean, we just broke up a few months ago. How does he have a Valentine already?
Yeah.
And giving her necklaces?
Yeah, that's pretty fast to get into a relationship.
Especially after having lived with somebody.
Right, and you're already getting necklaces for somebody just a few months later.
Yeah, like something about like jewelry as a gift, that just says, it gives a different message than even just like a box of chocolates or like even like a nice bouquet of roses.
Okay, so let's rule a couple of things out. We're certain that your ex-boyfriend was not shipping necklaces to you.
I'm sure about that.
Okay, are these nice necklaces?
These are very nice necklaces.
Oh, would you want to keep them?
I mean...
I mean, if a guy picked them out, they're probably not like that cute, but...
Was there a receipt? How much did he spend on these necklaces?
So, both necklaces combined came to $220.
Wow, yeah, that's actually like a pretty expensive necklaces.
Is it? I have no idea how necklaces... I mean, just for me spending $220, it would give me pause.
I mean, but it's not costume jewelry. It's not like the super cheap stuff that we get.
You mean costume jewelry?
Yeah, that's what I said. Wait, what?
Brittany, we're arguing about how you pronounce costume. Do you want to weigh in on that?
Oh, that's what you were arguing with me about? I was like, what are you talking about?
It's costume jewelry, not costume jewelry.
Costume.
Thank you.
216-474-0104. Let's stay on the issue at hand here. Brittany was delivered 2 very nice necklaces, or at least $220 worth of necklaces to her house. She's figured out that her ex-boyfriend, who used to live with her, ordered them. She figures they're probably a Valentine's Day gift for somebody in his life. I mean, maybe
they're not for her.
Could it be a sister? Could it be his mom?
I guess.
Is Brittany the bleep hole if she keeps the necklaces and doesn't notify her ex that she has them? 216-474-0104. Your call's coming up, the Q Morning Show. All right. Am I the bleep hole on the Q Morning Show? Q104. It's Bill and Alyssa. Brittany in Shaker Heights.
We're trying to figure out if she would be a bleep hole for doing something. She hasn't done anything yet.
This is really tough because she was in a long relationship, about a 4-year relationship.
Yeah, I think she said 4 years. They lived together. So it was pretty serious.
And it ended right before the holidays.
Mm-hmm.
So that's pretty difficult. And then the other day, she's opening up an Amazon package and doesn't realize. She finds two necklaces inside.
Mm-hmm.
Retail value, $220. She's like, I didn't order these. What in the world? She checks the label. It's her ex-boyfriend's name. Apparently, he never changed the address on his Amazon account. And so she has the necklaces. Is she obligated to notify him? Like, hey, I've got your necklaces right here. You didn't change your shipping address.
And is she a bleep hole if she doesn't say anything at all?
Angel,
and just keeps them for herself?
Angel in Painesville, is she the bleep hole for doing that if she keeps them?
No, I don't think so. But I will say, does she really want them? And what is she going to do with them?
Yeah, so, I guess it's more of a question of, is she obligated to notify her ex that I have your package?
Yeah.
Maybe she doesn't want to put on the necklaces and wear them around.
Yeah, because I was thinking the same thing.
Right.
If I was her, I would not want to wear them. I wouldn't be showing that off. Like, no.
Maybe she wants to sell them on Facebook Marketplace.
You could give that a try.
Make some cash off this thing. Not Dina. This is Katie in Berea. Katie, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Is Brittany the bleep hole for not intending to notify her ex that she has the necklaces, the package?
I do not think so. I mean, listen, he was probably messing around with somebody or at least talking to somebody before the relationship ended. Mm. So I call that karma, baby. I wouldn't keep them myself to wear, like the other girl was saying. But, I mean, I like your idea about Marketplace. So, no, I wouldn't tell him, and she's not a bleep hole.
Well, we don't have evidence that he was cheating. Brittany said that she did have a suspicion that maybe he was texting other girls. And then if you're assuming that these necklaces are for a Valentine, that's pretty quick. I mean, to end a 4-year relationship in December and already have a Valentine that's going to get $220 worth of necklaces.
Oh, that's very quick.
It's a quick
turnaround.
That's
very, very fast. So it smells a little fishy to me.
Matt in Amherst, good morning.
Good morning.
What are your thoughts here? Is Brittany the bleep hole for not wanting to turn over the Amazon package to her ex?
To me, yes. And to your point about obligation, I don't think she's obligated to in any way, legally, whatever. But I just think it's the right thing to do to give it back. And, you know, it's not quite reaching in someone's wallet and taking $200 out. But you have it. They spent it. It was an honest mistake. And it's the right thing to do to give it back.
Okay, so if this happened to you, you would give it, you would be reaching out to your ex to be like, hey, I got your package, no matter how bad it ended and no matter whether or not you thought that they might have been cheating on the side.
Correct. I just think it's the right thing to do in principle, not to take something from someone who didn't intend to give it to you.
Okay, so he's a good person.
What would
good
you,
for you.
What would you do, Alyssa?
You know, I don't think that I would return them. I don't think that I would get back in touch. Especially like December wasn't that long ago.
Yeah.
Right before the holidays. You know, if she sounded like she was in good spirits. And I think that that's probably the thing that I would be focused on. I'd be focused on making sure that I'm good before trying to reach out about some silly Amazon package. Not important. In my opinion.
I would like to think that I would contact my ex and just shoot her a text and say, hey, got your Amazon package. It was mistakenly delivered. I'm leaving it on my front porch. You pick it up when you want to. But I wouldn't want to go out of my way to see her again, I don't think. Like, I understand where Brittany's coming from. It's like, I don't want to reach out to this guy.
And if I'm being 100% honest, like, when I've gone through breakups that are bad, I delete the number. Like, I get it out of my phone, so I wouldn't even have a way to contact.
Really?
Okay. Truly.
All right.
Yeah. Like, truly, I wouldn't have a way to get in touch.
216-474-0104. Anything further, you can leave it on the text machine. The Q Morning Show. Hopefully, you heard some good advice there, Brittany. I'm kind of leaning towards the karma thing.
Yeah.
Go ahead and shoot him a text. You've got the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa, Q104. Good morning. Forget the price of eggs right now. Did you see what the price of roses are?
No.
The national average right now for a dozen red roses, about $90.
For a dozen?
Yeah, for a dozen roses.
Is that normal? Is that how much they always cost? I mean, I'll be honest, I've never bought roses. So I don't know.
I haven't bought roses in a good 25 years. And if I remember correctly, they would be right around $50 or $60 back then. But now the national average, $90 for a dozen roses.
Okay. Well, there you go. Now you have back in my day, when I was buying roses for whatever girl I was courting, they were only $50 back in my... You can do one of those now.
So you're not someone who expects roses on Valentine's Day?
Absolutely not.
From Bryce.
I would probably be really mad.
Why would you be mad?
I would probably pull a Paula and be mad that he spent that much money on something that's going to die.
That's exactly what Paula would say. She said that to me a long time ago. She's like, don't ever buy me flowers. Don't buy me roses anymore. She's like, it's a waste of money. They're just going to die. I don't really care. Don't buy them. And then my friends would say something like, she's just saying that to say that. It's like a test. Don't fall for it. Continue to buy her roses. And I have bought her like flower bouquets, like maybe like on Mother's Day or something like that. She's just like, again, you're just wasting money. Why? I mean, it's nice, but she acts like she's, you know, put out that I would get her flowers. Like she acts.
I kind of act like that too. I just don't like to get flowers. And honestly, like I had a boyfriend, an ex-boyfriend that he would get me flowers every time, like he would do something wrong.
Mm-hmm.
So like, it's almost like in my brain, that's what I think when I get flowers. I'm like, what'd you do? Like, why are you giving me these? But Bryce knows, rather than a dozen roses, he already knows I always want a dozen donuts. Like, that's what I want for Valentine's Day.
You have to find your thing.
Yeah, like, I would rather have something that I can eat and enjoy. Flowers are beautiful. Just, not my thing, you know? Expensive and not my thing.
All right, we have Alyssa's College of Knowledge on the way this morning.
Oh, we just got a text. I'd rather have a burrito or a tattoo. Both very good options.
Oh, that's 100%.
Yeah.
That's exactly right. Your person, find what they're into, get them that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it doesn't have to be. And if they like roses, if they like chocolates, I mean, that's fine. If that's what they love, get them that.
Yeah, but don't just drop $90 to drop $90 and say you bought roses.
Exactly. All right, Alyssa's College of Knowledge on the way. We're going to need a contestant here in about 10 minutes. We have movie passes to see Captain America, Brave New World. It opens up on Friday. Win your passes coming up. Alyssa's College of Knowledge on the way.
Wake up. Wake up.
It's Bill and Alyssa, the Q Morning Show.
They're the first voices I hear in the morning.
They keep me connected. I wake up with them every morning.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Grab your notebooks and sharpen those pencils.
It's time for Alyssa's College of Knowledge.
Class is in session on Q104.
Will in Wycliffe is going to play Alyssa's College of Knowledge. Good morning, Will.
Good morning, morning.
Let's get to it. A 5-question general knowledge trivia challenge. If you get more questions right than Alyssa, you win. If she gets more right than you, she wins. If it is a tie, Alyssa wins because all ties go to Alyssa. Your 5 questions. Here we go. Question 1. It's Valentine's Day week. What rom-com is about a teenage girl who magically wakes up and she's in her 30s?
Oh, boy. Is that 13 going on 30? I don't know.
Question 2. What was the name of the Emmy Award-winning TV show where John Hamm played troubled ad executive Don Draper?
Mad Men?
Question 3. If you are bowling and you get 3 strikes in a row, that's called a what?
A turkey.
Question 4. What vegetable is known for making people cry when they cut it?
Onions.
And our final question. The United States has the CIA. Russia has what?
The KGB.
All right, let's get Alyssa back in the studio right now. Will, you mentioned you had some kids in the car?
Yep. I got Chase and Leo with me still.
What's up, guys? Chase and Leo.
Good morning.
Alyssa's back into the studio. I haven't told Will yet, Alyssa. This is Will and Wycliffe.
Oh, good morning, Will.
Good morning.
And Chase and Leo in the back seat.
What's up, Chase and Leo? How are you guys doing back there?
They're very silent.
Yes, they are. They're shut.
That's okay.
So Will went perfect today. 5 for 5.
Oh,
5 for 5, yeah.
Come on, Will.
He crushed it.
Crushed it, making my job difficult this morning.
I thought it was 4 for 5.
So the pressure is on, and Alyssa, I'm not going to score you as we go along. I'm just going to ask you your 5 questions. At the end, we'll see if you went perfect.
All right.
Question number 1. It's Valentine's Day week.
Mm-hmm.
What rom-com is about a teenage girl who magically wakes up and she's in her 30s?
13 going on 30.
Question 2. What was the name of the Emmy Award-winning TV show where John Hamm played troubled ad executive Don Draper?
I don't know. Context clues. I'm going to say Mad Men.
Question three. If you are bowling and you get three strikes in a row, that's called a what?
Three. Oh, my gosh. It's on, like, the tip of my tongue. Three strikes in a row.
Three strikes in a row. You knock down all the pins, three strikes in a row.
I don't know.
You got to take a guess.
This isn't right. A spare.
Question four. What vegetable is known for making people cry when they cut it?
Onions.
Final question. The United States has the CIA. Russia has what?
The KGB.
That is correct. However, when you get three strikes in a row.
I know.
When you're bowling, it's called a turkey.
Oh, God. I went down.
Will knew that
one. On that
one.
Question?
Yes. Will knew it. Will wins Alyssa's College of Knowledge.
I was holding back from trying to give you a hint on that.
Oh, you were true. You were thinking about giving me a hint?
I was thinking about giving you a hint.
That's got to be a first. Oh, man. No, that win is all yours today, Will.
Awesome. Thank you.
Will, you're about to impress your boys even more when we send you the official Alyssa's College of Knowledge pennant and a signed diploma.
That is awesome. Can't wait to hang it up.
Not only that, but you also have movie passes for Captain America, Brave New World. It opens up this Friday.
Awesome. We're excited to see it. My name is Will, and I just graduated from Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104.
It's Q104, the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa with you. Thank you for being here. So someone sent me this yesterday. The death clock.
Sounds so ominous.
It's powered by AI. Sorry, I left my phone on. Sorry. That was me getting to
You're so popular.
Texted right there. So the death clock. And I sent it to Alyssa. I said, this should be fun.
Yeah, let's see who lives longer.
Because it's supposed to tell you down to the day.
Down to the day, yeah. That how much longer you've got left.
Right. And it doesn't require a lot of information. You put in, let's see, your height, your weight. It wants to know your BMI. I hate that because I am always over my BMI or what my BMI should be according to whatever standard they have the BMI set to. It always says, whenever I enter my BMI, it always says obese.
Yeah, BMI is, it's not.
And it's been saying obese for like 25 years. Like, I don't know what I have to do.
It's good as a generality, but it's not good individual person to person. You can't really trust it.
And then what else did it ask? It asked how much if you smoke and then how much you drink.
Yes. And then, there was another option to put in like your fitness level and your diet. So I did that too, but what's your diet like?
Yeah.
And it was like good, bad, okay.
So I answered everything as accurate as I could and I submitted my results. And so I know it's right here in front of me. I know what year, how old I'm going to be when I die, how many months, how many days. Oh, actually, it has a second counter. It's counting down the seconds.
Oh, that's really morbid, actually. How long are you living?
Okay, so we're going to compare right now, right?
Okay.
So according to this, the death clock, I am going to pass away on Thursday, March 3rd, 2067.
What?
I will be 91 years old, 11 months, and 22 days. Yeah, I pass away during my birthday week. Just days before I turn 92.
That's brutal. That's absolutely brutal. To pass away on your birthday week.
Believe me, I'm excited to have 91 listed here.
I mean,
I did not expect 91 to be... Based on the fact that I'm obese, according to my BMI, I was like, there's no way this is going to have me living long. 91. And then it says the average life why can't I say the word expectancy? The average life expectancy of other male testers with your BMI, 73 years old. So how did I make it to 91 with my BMI? It must be just because I don't smoke and my diet.
So I think something's like not quite right. Because
when do you die, Alyssa?
I die on Monday, March 14th, 2061. So I got a solid like 36 years left.
So I am going to outlive Alyssa.
Like what?
How about that?
Did I do this wrong?
Did you see that coming? Did you think that I would outlive you?
I did not, but congratulations, I think.
I am 20 years older than you, and I am going to...
And you're
going to
outlive me.
Outlive you, according to the death clock. I'm telling you, I put all the information in there as accurate as I anticipated to
be. Yeah, I did too. Like, I answered as accurately as I could, so I...
And it told me I was obese...
But you're going to live to almost 92. I mean, yeah, mine's only got me living to 67.
AI.
What? 67? I will have barely gotten to enjoy my Buckeye discount at that point.
You better make some changes, Missy. Better. This should be a wake-up call for you.
He asked me like 5 questions. That's all it asked. It wasn't super detailed.
You need to turn your life around right now.
Or just... You know, just enjoy this time while I can. How about that?
This is why I brought it to your attention.
Start making my will.
So if we're on the radio that long, I'm going to be looking for a new partner in what, 2061?
I hope you're not on the radio for that long. Could you imagine 92-year-old Bill in here every morning?
I'm going to go until they kick me out.
God, please retire at some point.
Alyssa's College of Knowledge, we're going to play again this morning. More Fandango movie passes to see Captain America Brave New World. That's at 8:55 this morning.
Next stop, Q104.
It's Q104, the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa, thank you for being with us. So Alyssa saw a picture of herself the other day.
Mm-hmm.
And what was your reaction when you saw that picture?
I saw it and went, ugh. Like, I think that's probably as close to the audible reaction as I can get. I just went, ah, like, because it's just one of those things that I don't notice.
So here's what the picture was. The picture was taken at Cupid's Undie Run on Saturday when we were at the draft room for the event. And Cleveland.com came to cover the event. And they took a bunch of pictures of the Undie Runners and the big party. And they thanked a lot of people in the article, people that were a part of the event. They thanked the DJ. They thanked the photo booth guy. They thanked the guy that was playing the bongos. They mentioned...
the balloon animal guy.
Right. They did not mention us for some reason.
Bill is still sassy about this.
Alyssa and I, the MCs of the event.
We were there. We promise.
Yeah, I told Alyssa, I said, I'm not going to be able to help myself. And if we talk about this, I said, I might mention that they wrote an entire article and left it. They thanked everybody that was a part of it except us.
Being so petty.
It is petty.
I love it. I apologize. I support it.
Yeah.
I'll back you up.
And Cleveland.com wants me to buy a subscription, like $50 a year, to read their articles that I can't read. And they won't actually put me in the article.
I was going to say, you're not in the articles, so...
All right. I digress.
Yeah.
I just had to be petty there for a second. So anyway, they did include Alyssa in some of those pictures for Cupid's Undie Run.
Yes.
And they're on Cleveland.com right now. So what was the picture that you saw that made you go,
ugh? So there was one picture of, during the award ceremony, we were giving out these big medals... to the top teams and the top fundraisers of Cupid's Undie Run. And there was a picture of me holding one of these medals and just blaring in this picture is my first tattoo that I often forget about because it's on the side of my left wrist. It's just not something that like I see often.
Out of sight, out of mind.
Literally out of sight, out of mind. The backstory on this tattoo, just quickly... I just wanted to get a tattoo before I graduated college. That was the purpose of the tattoo in question, was I just wanted a tattoo. All my friends had them. And I was like, I promise before college is over, I'm gonna do it. So like the weekend before graduation, I walked my butt down to the tattoo shop and I got it. It was like $30. It's a glyph. Like it's a symbol. It's supposed to mean explore.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I found it on Pinterest in like 2010. But so I found it and got it. And now everybody thinks that it is either like a Harry Potter Deathly Hallows truck, because it's a triangle. So people think that it's like a million different things. I've had people ask if it's a 30 Seconds to Mars logo. And I tried to get it like touched up and it made it worse. And then it got like, all, if you have tattoos, you know what I'm saying. It got all blown out and all the lines are a mess. So I just don't like it. I don't want it. And I want to get it covered up.
Covered up. So that means
a bigger tattoo on top of this tattoo.
Do something. Okay.
Yes.
Have you thought about what you could do to it, to a triangle?
I'm not sure. Yeah. I would probably have to leave that to the discretion of the artist.
That's probably smart.
Yeah.
All right. 216-474-0104. Do you have tattoo regret like Alyssa? Do you have a tattoo that is on your person that
you
now
wish you
see?
Could just erase?
Yeah.
That you're like, ah,
and it's so expensive too.
Yeah, if you want to actually get it like removed,
yeah,
I've heard that that is painful and expensive as all heck.
There's a friend of mine who had I say because she had it removed. She had a black shamrock on her butt that she and some other girls got. Spring break or something like that.
Of course they did.
And she hated it so much and ended up going through the whole tattoo removal procedures.
Even for one on her butt that nobody's going to see?
Yeah. It's when I say procedures, you go in and they spend some time on it and then you got to come back in like 6 weeks and it hurts.
Yeah.
So it's, yeah, you have to be sure.
You have to be certain that you want to go through with it.
Can you put a picture of your tattoo up on our Instagram?
I'll post the picture that we were just talking about from Cupid's Undie Run. I'll put that on our story at the Q Morning Show.
Very good. 216-474-0104. Tell us about the tattoo that you now regret. The Q Morning Show. It's Q104. Thanks for hanging with us this morning. Miles Smith, Stargazing, the Q Morning Show, Q104. Bill and Alyssa, we're talking about tattoo regret. Because we found out that Alyssa has a tattoo on her arm, on her wrist, that she does regret. And she doesn't see it often because it's on the other side of her wrist. But she saw it in a picture over the weekend.
Mm-hmm. And it was right there. Oh, baby, it was right there. I just posted that picture to our Instagram story at the Q Morning Show so that you can see it for yourself.
Cassandra in Ravenna, good morning.
Good morning.
Tell us about the tattoo that you regret.
Well, it's on my left thigh, and it's a scorpion that's holding onto a heart that's dripping the letters T-O-M as in Tom.
And it's on your left eye?
Thigh, yeah.
Left thigh. Are you saying left thigh?
Yeah, my thigh. My leg.
Oh, your leg.
Yeah, like
okay.
Your leg.
Okay, she said thigh. I thought she said her eye.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. No.
Like
that would be painful.
Like it would be unusual to have a face tattoo? Post Malone's got like 35 of them.
That's
probably.
You know what? Good point. I stand corrected.
So, Cassandra, what are you going to do about this tattoo?
Well, I've thought about a lot of different things. Like, my grandmother is a scorpion, so I was thinking if I changed the heart into, like, a rose or something, you know, I don't know, just holding on to something different, or just changing the whole thing. It's kind of about 5 inches altogether, maybe 6 all long.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like the letters wouldn't be that hard to cover. That should be a pretty easy fix. So if you wanted to keep the scorpion, I could see how you would definitely be able to just cover up that little bit.
Yeah, I think that sounds feasible, but I'd like to see it, you know, and have somebody sketch something out. I think that could work.
Okay, you said that was your ex-husband, Tom. That was Tom. Now, are you in a relationship currently?
No.
Okay.
So, I was in one, and he was like, "You got to get rid of that thing."
Oh, and so so it was probably a very pressing issue for him.
It's awkward. Like, who's Tom?
Who is this? And why are they tattooed on you?
Let's see. We have Renee in Medina listening to us. Renee, good morning.
Good morning.
Do you have some tattoo regret as well?
Oh, 100%. You know, except I had an entire sleeve, you know, that I accumulated around my 20s. And, you know, at some point I just started hating them and I hated the way they looked.
Oh.
And, you know, to the point I was wearing long sleeves in the summer and I just wanted to hit rewind, take them all away. I just wasn't that person anymore.
Yeah. It's hard because sometimes like tattoos really are just like representative of a moment in time in your life.
Yeah, absolutely. And then it's just like, oh, I'm just not, this isn't a good look.
Yeah, like not into it anymore.
Yeah, like especially before 25, like my brain wasn't even fully developed yet, like this.
Right.
I shouldn't have been allowed to do this.
Do you still feel that way about your tattoos, Renee?
I guess I just sort of had to get over it because, there was one that I really hated that I did get, you know, lasered off. But it's really expensive and hurts even more than getting an actual tattoo. But I just sort of grew up and realized no one in this world cares really what you look like. No one who matters anyway. Like no one should really, that doesn't really matter. And no one cares about your tattoos or how good or bad they are. Like people may pay attention for a few seconds. Like they might ask the meaning of one, but like then they move on. And
right.
Like, we all have more important stuff going on in our lives. And if you keep reminding yourself of that every day, then eventually you'll start to feel it. And I mean, I kind of just had to keep telling myself that. And I really don't even notice my tattoos anymore. And, you know, if someone brings it up to me, I'll just say something like, yeah, that's why I shouldn't be allowed to spend my own money. And, you know, and then that's the end of it.
Well, I think that's an excellent perspective.
Yeah, I agree. I think that totally makes sense. You know, if it doesn't really matter what anybody else thinks of your tattoos. I really only think that you should look into like removal or cover up. If it's something that you want to do, like you said that there's one that you like couldn't stand, one tattoo and you had lasered off. Like, yeah, I think if it's something that's bothering you, then yeah, that's the right move. But otherwise, whatever.
Yeah, the other ones, I'm just like, these are here.
Yeah.
Thank you, Renee, for calling up and sharing that with us.
Yeah, no problem. You guys have a great day.
All right, here's what we have coming up. After 9, another Q keyword. That could win you tickets to see the Bare Naked Ladies this summer at Blossom Music Center. And we're going to play Alyssa's College of Knowledge again. Alyssa lost earlier this morning. Will she lose again? We need a contestant in about 10 minutes to win Captain America movie passes.
Grab your notebooks and sharpen those pencils.
It's time for Alyssa's College of Knowledge.
Class is in session on Q104.
Dina in Garfield, good morning.
Good morning.
We're going to play Alyssa's College of Knowledge. It's a 5-question general knowledge trivia challenge. If you get more questions right than Alyssa, you win. If she gets more right than you, she wins. If we are in a tie, then Alyssa still wins because all ties go to the house. Are you ready for your 5 questions?
I'm ready.
Question number 1, it's Valentine's Day week. What 90s rom-com stars Cher, who loves to play matchmaker for her friends, and she's famous for the quote, "Ugh, as if."
Oh, Clueless.
Question 2, in the 80s, Whitney Houston wanted to blank with somebody.
Dance.
Question 3, in chess, what piece can move diagonally across the board for unlimited squares?
The queen or bishop.
Question 4. The name of the instrument that can help you figure out which way is north, south, east, or west.
A compass.
Final question. You can find Entenmann's in a grocery store. They're donuts, they're pastries, etc. How many N's are in Entenmann's?
3.
All right, let's get Alyssa back into the studio ASAP. Dina, would you like to know how you did today?
I think I know how I did, but yes.
How do you think you did?
I think I got the last one wrong.
You did really, really well.
Okay.
4 out of 5. Alyssa just heard that.
4 out of 5?
I know.
Mm-hmm.
Either we have super smart listeners or these questions are just way too easy.
Yeah, I'm not having fun with this game anymore.
I think it's both.
So you need 4 to tie and 5 to win, Alyssa. Here we go. It's Valentine's Day week. What 90s rom-com stars Cher, who loves to play matchmaker for her friends, and she's famous for the quote, "Ugh, as if."
Clueless.
That is correct. I thought Cher might throw people off.
It did for a second.
They would think it was the singer Cher.
I was thinking that, and okay. Then when you said, "Ugh, as if."
Me too.
Maybe I'm putting too much detail in the question. That could be.
I would have never gotten it without the little quote there.
Question two. In the 80s, Whitney Houston wanted to blank with somebody.
Oh, I want to dance with somebody.
Yes, you said the word dance, so.
And she wants to feel the heat with somebody.
Okay. We'll move on to this question, which there's nothing to sing along to. In chess, what piece can move diagonally across the board for unlimited squares?
The little horse.
The little horse.
Is that the official name?
I don't think I can accept that as an answer. Is that what you're going with?
Is it a knight?
No, not a knight. It's the bishop.
Oh.
So question number four. The name of the instrument that can help you figure out which way is north, south, east, or west?
A compass.
Okay, that is correct. So we are 1, 2, 3. So you have 3.
Okay.
As I said, Dina had 4 correct. So you need this question in order to tie to win the game today.
Okay.
Question number 5. You can find Entenmann's in a grocery store. They're donuts, they're pastries, mm-hmm. etc. How many N's are in Entenmann's?
I'm going to say 3. Whoa!
That is what Dina said. It is actually 4. There are 4 Entenmann's in Entenmann's.
That's too many N's.
That means for the 2nd game in a row, Alyssa has gone down today. Another loser.
Okay, chill out over there, Bill. How about we focus on our winner? How about we do that?
She is the winner. Dina in Garfield has won Alyssa's College of Knowledge. Woo! All the stuff that you get, an Alyssa's College of Knowledge pennant, an Alyssa's College of Knowledge diploma.
And we've got some Fandango movie passes for you to see the new Marvel movie, Captain America Brave New World, that opens Friday.
Awesome. My name is Dina, and I just graduated from Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.